It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I just got out of my car. And it's raining a little bit. It wasn't raining a minute ago, but it's raining now. Okay. So, what did I do? Did I do it right? Did I start the show? Is it 1930 UTC? Yeah, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm outdoors. I'm at Heron Haven. And it wasn't raining when I was driving over here, but it's starting to rain now. And I have taken my life into my hands. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, aren't you always gambling with your life? Well, yes, I am, but today, the odds are not as good. The odds are stacked against me. And as I walk around the dragonfly pond, there's some frogs in the water and frogs on logs. Walking into the forest, welcome to the danger zone. Tobe, why are you so paranoid? Why are you so scared today to go to Heron Haven? Well, let me tell you why. This morning, well, actually it was this afternoon, about 45 minutes ago, I was checking my email like I do every day as I eat breakfast, and I had an email from my dad telling me that the first death from West Nile virus was confirmed yesterday. Here in town, here in Douglas County, the county that I live in. And there are other cases of West Nile virus, like 20 or something other cases. So I looked this up online, and yes, in fact, this is true. In my dad's email, he said that he also heard them mention Heron Haven. He heard this report on some local news channel, and look at this, a mosquito just tried to bite me on the wrist. And whatever he also heard Heron Haven mentioned, but he did not say whether or not these people contracted West Nile virus at Heron Haven, or how they would even be able to track that, or who knows what's going on. And suddenly it's getting very windy. A storm is probably coming. So, are we going to get wet? Are we going to get struck by lightning? Are we going to contract West Nile virus? Will I die of the stupidest disease ever? West Nile virus is so dumb. I'm walking through the cut right now. Coming out here to take a look at the Mulhall's property to see if there's any dudes out here. And, no, I'm not immediately seeing anything, but I'm slowly scanning. There's a couple butterflies, and is that something over there? Are those two turkey necks sticking up over there? No, it's just, looks like dead plant material. So, I'm turning around. There's a few cars here. I saw Sam going into the building, and he was talking to some other photography guy who's now in the butterfly garden. Somebody else is here too. It's dry now, and it seems to have stopped raining. Okay, well, whatever. I'm just happy that I'm outside on a nice day. It's cool. It's hard to tell with the wind blowing. It's about 23°C. It's really nice. It's overcast. It's breezy. I honestly think it's cooler I think it's cooler outside than it is in my house. Because my house was about 74 degrees F, about 24 degrees C when I left. And that's kind of dangerous, because if I get hot out here and then go back home and then walk into my house that's even warmer, then we have a problem. But I kind of don't think we're going to have that problem today. So, you know, woohoo! Oh, we got some wind. We got the big wind. Jeez, it was not windy when I left my house. It was still. All right. Walking out onto the boardwalk. Big wind, big wind. I'm looking around. I'm looking around and there's nothing out here. Oh, there's a kingfisher sitting on the rail of the boardwalk at the end of the boardwalk out there. Huh. All right, I'm turning around. I'm heading back into the forest. And I'm still kind of mosquito paranoid here. Scared of mosquitoes. Scared of tiny little bugs trying to eat me and give me diseases like West Nile virus. I don't want your damn West Nile virus. In the email my dad sent to me. And there's some ducks out there in the sub pond standing around on logs. In the email my dad sent me, since he mentioned Herrenhaven, he said, it's like, be sure to put on some DEET. I don't remember how he phrased it, but he wanted me to spray myself down with DEET if I go out there. There being Herrenhaven. Here I am at Herrenhaven. Am I covered in DEET? No. No, I am not. Why? Well, I'm vaguely scared of DEET. And as I cross the land bridge, I see three duckies in the billabong. Hi, duckies. Ducks in the billabong having a good time. Alright, so into the back 40 we go. Yes, it's true. I have a mild fear of DEET. Now, if you don't know what DEET is, I'm afraid I can't really tell you, because I don't know myself. DEET is a chemical compound. And you can look this up. Punch this into your favorite search engine. DEET, in all capital letters. D-E-E-T. That's an abbreviation of its chemical name. You know, it's probably something like diethylestamine-etylbutyltropine or something, right? I'm not the chemistry guy. My dad's the chemistry guy. I don't need to be the chemistry guy. Just ask him. So now I'm in the wall blind. I'm looking in the back of the billabong. And other than those duckies that we already saw, there's nothing going on back here. And the rain is starting to come down again. So yeah, DEET is this chemical. It repels mosquitoes. And it used to be a real popular mosquito repellent. But at some point in time, all the big companies stopped using it. I don't know why. I don't know if it's safe. And people can tell me, oh, DEET is safe. You can rub it on your body. And it'll repel mosquitoes. Well, yeah, that's great and all. Oh, and it's perfectly safe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what they used to say about DDT. DDT. Diethyl something, diethyltropane, God, I can't remember what that chemical name is either. But yeah, when DDT came out, oh, it's so safe you can eat it. You can rub it all over your body. You can sleep in a bed made out of it. Yeah, this is true. Look it up. Turns out DDT probably isn't the best thing for you to be exposed to at any given time. So, when it comes to things like DEET, which, I don't know, maybe I'm afraid of it because it reminds me of DDT so much. Just the name, the sound of it, etc., etc. Alright, here we are at the bridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. There's a couple ducks swimming over there and a couple ducks on the log, about half a dozen ducks all together. Not much going on. I have a feeling that we're going to have a thunderstorm. I'm just getting that feeling in my sinuses. And so maybe the animals are also sensing this, the impending thunderstorm, and they are taking shelter, because I'm not finding any dudes. So we're going to walk down here. Hey, what was that sound? That sounded kind of like a marmot whistle. Not kind of. That sounded a lot like a marmot. There it is again. That really sounded like a marmot whistle. There it is again. Okay, we're going to look into the big blind here. What's going on out here today? Two turtles on the new log. A kingfisher perched there too. Stick my head out here a little bit. Look up into the trees. I don't see any herons. I don't see any action. I see those two turtles, and that's about it. No other turtles to be seen. Couple frogs. No herons or nothing. All right, we gotta go up here, follow this sound. You know, I'm talking, so I'm giving my position away. That's not the smartest thing. There it is again. We're taking the loop path. We're going up on the loop path. Oh, and look, here's some bird's nest mushrooms right here. And some coprinus. Something is chirping up here, and I know that where the marmot dens are up here. I have a feeling there's a marmot in that den that's right on the edge of the ravine as it goes down. Right up here, about 30 meters away. Okay, I'm echolocating the sound. I take that back. I think the sound is coming from over there, a little bit further up the hill. There it is again. What do we got? I heard it again. Hey, there's a lot of mushrooms up here. Lots of coprinus. Oh, here's a bunch more birds' nests. Okay, where's that sound coming? There it is again. Wow, there's a lot of mushrooms. And I'm also starting to hear thunder. Okay. I'm kind of being a little more quiet. And I'm walking slowly. Because if there's a marmot, he's right up here somewhere. I haven't heard the sound again. Has this guy seen me? Does he know I'm coming? I don't hear the sound anymore. Did we spook the dude? Did he see us coming? All right, let's keep going on the path here. Where is this guy? Wow, here's a few more mushrooms. Okay. Now, see, he is either up there where we can't get to, or he's right down there where we can sort of get to. So we're going to go up here, because see, I think he's back there. I think he's right up in there. Oh God, that was the sound. Now, if that's a Mahdi, he's in where some into the forest where we can't get to. Gah. But here's something interesting growing on a log. Okay. The good news is, or the bad news is, we're not going to be able to get to that marmot, if that is in fact a marmot chirping away at us. The good news is, I found something that I want to photograph. A funny little orange mushroom growing out of a log. And of course, my camera does not want to focus on it. Come on, you piece of crap. This is an interesting mushroom. I don't know what it is. Camera will not focus. I'm still sitting here trying to take pictures. My camera is sometimes flashing, sometimes not. So I can't tell if I'm getting pictures that are in focus or not. I don't know what's up. Yeah, this is not working out. I really, really need to get some, like, real photographic equipment. But I would never have any time to use it. Because I can only go outside about 10 days a year. Man, there's more mushrooms up here. There's a lot of mushrooms growing out of the wood bark mulch that was used to mulch the path here at the top of the hill. So now I'm walking down the hill. Oh, here's an old turkey feather. I just heard something twig snap up here. I'm going to check this marmot den just to make sure I'm not going absolutely crazy. Yeah, no Mahdis in here. Okay, feels good to be moving again. Less frightened of mosquitoes trying to kill me. But still, yowza. Alright. Oh. Some more mushrooms. Here's an interesting piece of plastic. What is this? I don't know. Some kind of clip. There's some more mushrooms. Did it rain yesterday? Now I can't remember. I think it did. It must have. We've had a couple of days of fairly cool weather, like below 75 degrees F, which is, you know, below about 25 degrees C. And, what does that mean? That means it's good for mushrooms. It's good mushroom temperature, plus we've been getting some rains, so we're getting little squirrely mushrooms. Now we just gotta get some big, awesome mushrooms. Like maitake. Like, see, here's some cool stuff growing out of the gravel here on the path. Some of those little... I don't know what species these mushrooms are, or genus for that matter, but these are the mushrooms that I refer to as the Japanese cookie mushrooms. Here's some more. Here's half a dozen. And I call them that because they look like a certain type of Japanese cookie, and I don't know the name of this cookie. I could probably find out though. I go to the store, find some of these cookies, take a photograph of the package, then I could send that to Snowdusk, and he could translate it for us. And then we could start calling, yeah, here's some more. Then we could start calling these mushrooms that name instead. Or we could try to look these mushrooms up in a mushroom book and, learn the real name of them. What's the fun in that? I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Japanese stuff on YouTube. I was watching music videos by The Pillows, and I was watching Beyblade stuff, and there was these two kids that were doing these funny trick shots. A couple Japanese guys, probably in their late teens, maybe early 20s, doing trick shots with Beyblades. You know how much Beyblade stuff I've been watching. Every once in a while they do this shot called the Rescue Girlfriend shot, where they take like a Barbie doll and they tie its hands and feet, put some tape over its mouth, as if she's been kidnapped by a bad guy, and the bad guy is sometimes a big dinosaur toy or sometimes a boxing kangaroo. And the trick shot is to, you know, hit the bad guy who has kidnapped the girlfriend without hitting the girlfriend. The Rescue Girlfriend shot. And this has been cracking me up for the last, 12 hours. I slept laughing because I was thinking of Rescue Girlfriend shots. And I've been watching lots of pachinko and other gemu senta type of stuff. I've been watching some episodes of Mantis Kabi. What is Mantis Kabi? I'm not really sure myself. I think it's a show for children in Japan. And it's this guy, presumably Mantis Kabi. And if you want to look this up, it's Mantis, like praying mantis. M-A-N-T-I-S. Kabi, K-O-B-B-Y. Mantis Kabi. And this guy, presumably Mantis Kabi, dresses up in a praying mantis suit. And he talks to this kid and this woman, and he explains bug stuff to him, apparently. I don't speak Japanese. And he goes out in the field and he catches bugs in the wild, and he talks about bugs, grasshoppers and katydids and obviously praying mantises and, you know, beetles and stuff. This show is hilarious. It's super funny, and I don't even know what this guy's saying. And he's got the coolest mantis suit ever. And then when he's in the studio, he wears this cool mantis suit. And this kid and this woman, they wear green track suits with these like mantis head hats. It's hilarious. And then when the guy goes out in the field, he wears, you know, a similar green track suit with his mantis head. It's funnier than hell. I just love it. And right now, I'm walking up towards the bocage, checking out logs, looking for fungus. Look what's growing on here. That'll be interesting. And what do we got? Do we got any mushrooms down here? We got a lot of bugs biting me, and it's making me paranoid. West viral nirus. Anyway, there's something growing on that log. Looks like wolf's milk slime from here, but I can't really tell. Oddly enough, even though it's cool and windy, I am getting hot. It's the humidity starting to get to me. And this is bad, because now I've got to get home, and it's going to be warmer in my house. So, web. So what does it all mean? So it means as soon as I get home, hey, what's this? As soon as I get home, I gotta wash my hair, cool my head down. What's this right here? Oh, it's a dead vole. somebody was getting some dinner, and then they left their dinner there. Well, we'll just leave it there. And here we are, back behind the building. Yeah, they tried to fill in the marmot hole under the shed, and it's all dug out again. That's funny to me. Mati say, no, you cannot fill up my hole. I will just redig it. Can you dig it? So, here we are. Man, I am starting to itch. Things are starting to get bad for me. I hope I don't have West Nile virus. And I'm just going to walk along the front of the building here, checking some of these plants to see if they've got any mantises on it. Let's go, mantis. Come on, all my buddy mantises. Haven't seen you at all this year. Where are my buddies? I don't like being out here. I do not feel good. I hope I don't have West Nile virus. Because I'm not rubbing myself with DEET. Huh. I can find no mantises. I see no mantises in here. Where's my manti? There's a couple bees flying around, but that's about it. Okay. I can't take anymore. And we still got a couple minutes to go. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to jump back in the car here. We will resume this meeting in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. 0. 0. 0. And here we are. Back in my home, in my lovely home. I'm sitting here. in front of my computer. Trying to pull up this email that my dad sent me and drink an iced tea. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's watered down. And here's the best part that I didn't tell you. I will read the email to you. It says, Tobe, come to our house at 6 p.m. We jump in the van and go to Farmer Brown's. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And my aunt is in town, so we're going out to eat. On the local news, I heard that West Nile has killed one Omaha man. They also mentioned Harrenhaven. If you go, get some DEET. I have some in my fishing gear if you want it, Dad. Well, it's a little late now. So, hopefully I don't have West Nile virus. Yeah. That's just good prevention. I hope I don't have it. La-di-da-di-da, I'm going to Farmer Brown's tonight. Woo-hoo! And that means I'm getting a 6-ounce filet mignon, a baked potato with sour cream and chives, and spaghetti, and a salad with yummy, yummy salad dressing and yummy homemade bread. Oh, I'm so happy. Is today soup day? No, I think Thursday is a soup day. What a day is today? I don't even know, but it doesn't matter. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's a show that you can listen to every single day at 1930 UTC, and you should be. But I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.